we say we go out on a date?
Ooh, date night. I'll go change my bra.
Dating sucks.
So, how did the date go last night?
What happened?
Hey, what happened?
I'll tell you what happened.
Were you wine-dined and left behind?
Well, it's time to find out what happened.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.
Well, Carl's confused. He got a hold of us, asked us for some help tracking down Dina, find out what happened between them, and now we get Dina's side of things. Good morning, Dina.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. So you were listening in. You heard Carl. He told us about you meeting through Tinder, hanging out on court, ending up, back at your place. Says you guys were together for the night, and he thought this was going to turn into more than something other than a one-night stand, so to speak. And he's confused. He hasn't heard from you. So what's your take on all of this? So far, is anything we heard from him not true?
I mean, yes and no.
Okay.
I mean, I hate to sound like this, but I'll be completely honest. I mean, we all know how Tinder works, right? That was just it. I mean, it was just a hookup. I really didn't think anything more of it. I mean, when I'm on there, I mean, it's not like I do this all the time, but, it was just fun. It was one of those things where I was like, does this guy, do I take him home? Do I not? And he was one of those where I was like, okay, this will be cool. But I before I got on the phone with you guys, like, I went back through the text messages, and I did see, his last text was like, hey, do you want to get together for a drink? And my response was, no, I'm good. So I didn't want to, lead him on or anything, because I don't know how it works for him when he gets on there, if he wants something special or, a relationship from this, but I don't. I mean, it was literally just one of those fun things. I mean, I wouldn't call it, a one-night stand, but because I don't do it, every weekend, it was just fun. That's all it was. And I guess, I would have thought he figured that out, when I didn't even get out of bed when he left the next morning. I mean, I didn't even ask for his number back. So it wasn't anything more than just that.
So when you sent back that text of who's this, you weren't kidding. You had no idea who was texting you.
No, I literally had no idea.
Oh.
I mean, the conversation, I honestly don't even remember. I mean, it wasn't, deep or anything. It was just, hey, do I take this? Is this going to work? Do I take this guy home?
Yeah.
And it was obviously fun. But that's all it was.
Look, okay, all right. Here's some honesty.
Yeah.
Here's some real
Carl,
honesty.
Carl, if she doesn't get up and walk out, walk you out of the house or the apartment, whatever.
Uh-huh.
All right, it's either a one-time thing or you've been married for 10 years. Okay, so and since you haven't been married, I don't know. That is a bit of an indication that she wasn't. I don't know. I would have taken that as she wasn't thinking too much about this being long term. But now you heard her take on it. Everything. I take it this surprises you, Carl.
Yeah, it does. I guess I thought we had more of a connection than that. I don't know. I was feeling it. I was hoping she was feeling it too.
Are you angry?
No, I'm just disappointed. What I mean? I'm not really an angry kind of guy.
Okay. Well, Dina, I take it you're not interested in going out, right?
he seemed like a nice guy, but like I said, I don't really remember a whole lot conversation wise. I'm not looking for anything.
Okay.
Oh,
you're either
man.
Not looking right. for anything right now, or you don't want to meet your happily ever after on Tinder.
No.
True.
That's, okay.
Doesn't sound great in vows.
Well,
Carl.
No, come on. I mean, some people maybe have successes. I haven't used this Tinder. Listen to me.
Use this Tinder.
Am I 1,000? I'm approximately 1,000 years old.
It's not in harmony. Let's right. just put it that way.
Okay.
The Tinder on the internet.
I know. Listen, I know how it sounds. Okay. I just. But the point is. things.
You wouldn't do well in this world.
I don't think so. No. I don't. I've got a lot to learn, probably. And
Carl, I am sorry. I know you were looking for more, but you also wanted to know what happened, and we were able to get get Dina on and get her side of things. So now you do know what happened. She's not interested.
Mm-hmm.
And, we thank you for being on, but
it was a one night thing. I mean, maybe so. If you're odd, do you need to clarify this at some point? I wonder, like, if in future.
Listening to Dina, that's your expectation going in.
Okay.
Well, I mean, on Tinder, I think it's kind of like known that that's not going to be like, hey, my husband.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Carl. So change your profile pic, and maybe you'll trick her. Look who's back.
All right, Carl, sorry, but we do thank you for coming on. Dina, thank you for coming on
and
telling your side of the story. We appreciate it. Good luck to you both, okay?
Have you been ghosted?
Are you wondering what happened?
Call the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt after the show hotline to tell us about it.
At 309-4270.